dishing up and what we seasoning up today?
Well, Brad, it might be a while before the Kardashians get a baby out of Kendall. We'll explain why.
And we finally get the answer, honey. Did former 3LW member Kylie Williams really throw fried chicken during a cat fight with Powers Notori Norton?
Also, we're going to tell you why celebrities endorsing sex toys is a good look. But first, Chewy, what's going on, bro?
All right. To all the parents out there, listen up. Mark Wahlberg keeps his distance from his four kids in hope of giving them a normal life. Huh, I don't know how I feel about this. In an interview, Mark revealed that he gives his fatherly support from afar. And he said, and I quote, "My kids want to have their own identity, you know? I'm not allowed to get out of the car at football practice or a game. I got to sit in the car and watch." End quote. Wow. He also went on to say that he took it personal because every dad wants to support their children, but he understands allowing them to have their own identity is a form of support. HK, you guys are parents, and have you ever embarrassed your kids with your fame? And how do you feel about Mark parenting? How do you feel about Mark's parenting style?
I understand, because I know my son, he took his dad's last name because he hates when people go, "Oh, you're Sherry Shepherd's son." He can't stand it.
Really?
He wants to be known as Jeffrey. But I understand, yeah, sometimes he doesn't like me to come to his stuff because he's like, sit all the way in the back. I think it's because I'm loud, though, because I'm like, "That's my baby. He came from my..."
That's the craziest mess from these children. Here, I wish my damn daddy was a sanitation worker, and here these kids got it made, and they want to act like they don't want to be bothered with their damn parents. I wish he would.
See, for me, it's like I like doing stuff with my kids, and I hate when people run up on me when I'm with my kids because, like, my time with them is my time with them. You know what I mean? And I don't like to take away from that. And just imagine your Mark Wahlberg showing up to a baseball game.
Huge.
All of a sudden, no one's paying attention to the game, and you know, and everyone's asking you to rap Good Vibrations. You know what I mean? So you just gotta, like, you know, you do gotta create that distance.
Well, anyway, child, my Lord, Lord Jesus, honey. Now, somebody please help Miss Kendall Jenner. Now, so y'all know that she's the only one, honey, in the Kardashian-Jenner clan, y'all, who's not a baby mama. Well, let me tell y'all something, honey. After looking at this clip, honey, from the final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, of her trying to babysit family friend Malika's baby, honey. Now, I'm sure, y'all, that this girl won't be, honey, pushing out a baby anytime soon, child. Check this out.
Hi, cuteness.
I literally already don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I'm, like, sweating already.
Do you know how to change a baby? With a penis?
I've seen it.
With a penis?
Penis, you've got to put that thing down because it
will... What do you mean, down?
Well... you physically have to take his penis and push it down and put the diaper over, because if it's aiming up, it'll shoot right out the diaper.
All right.
This surprises me about Kendall, because she got 92 million nieces and nephews with all of her other sisters. You know she was taking care of them kids. So, you know, everything looks good for their little show and their little thing, but I don't believe that she didn't know how to take care of the baby.
Maybe not, because they had nannies. She probably didn't have to learn.
Exactly.
That's true.
She know how to change some drawers, honey. Trust me.
Oh, God, Gary.
Who thinks this is Gary when he babysits? Like, if he was to babysit PJ, you think he know what he was doing, Brad?
I think so.
No. I think he would know how to cook her some goulash, a whole bunch of stuff mixed together in a pot. But as far as bathing her and stopping her from crying, hell no.
I feel like Gary would be sending babies home with full diapers. When you go to pick up your kid's going to be heavier, and not because there's food in the belly. It's going to be all diaper.
I think Gary would throw the diaper at PJ and take her shopping and show her all the designer baby stuff.
Okay. I did it last week with a friend.
All right, Gary, don't get jealous, okay? But Crazy Rich Asian star Henry Golding got closer to the Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton. Thank you. On Watch What Happens Live, Henry said he brushed shoulders with royalty before he snagged his big break. Listen to this.
Have you met anyone in the royal family, Henry?
I don't know if I should say it, but Kate Middleton used to come to the hairdressers that used to work out.
Did you ever do her hair?
My brother's hair, I think, a long time
ago. You cut her brother's hair?
Yeah, he's really, really sweet family. Very sweet family. So.
Oh, child, please, honey. He was the help, honey. He was cutting hair, boo, okay?
Oh, wow.
How you know he didn't know the Duchess the Cambridge? What did she do?
Duchess of Cambridge?
Duchess of Cambridge?
He might have known her before, Gary.
Yeah, when she went to the beauty shop, or to the hair salon, he didn't know her before.
But I feel like like before she was a duchess, she would have just blended in with the rest of England.
Oh, yeah,
I don't think,
right.
like, people really, like, know, peeped who she was until, like, after she got on the radar. Like, so it was probably just regular Kate when she was coming through.
But, mm-hmm. I mean, HK, Chewy, Brad, and Gary, if y'all saw royalty coming into the same building that Dish was filmed in, would you make yourself known so you could be friends or just lurk from a distance if y'all saw, like, Meghan Markle or Prince Harry?
Well, yeah. when Sherry came in, that was royalty. I made myself known, and we chatted it up and stuff. So, yes, I would.
Somewhere I know there's shade. There's shade coming in 3 seconds.
Okay, y'all. So, it looks like the jury is still out on the Tory Norton and Keeley Williams finger-licking good cat fight.
Rare.
So, in the past, Missouri has accused her former 3LW bandmate Keeley of throwing all 11 secret herbs and spices of fried chicken at her when they got into an argument about her being kicked out of the group. Well, Keeley has finally responded to the greasy mess, and it's way more than promises. Take a listen.
I didn't throw chicken at anybody, okay? The chicken was in my hand, but if you call my mother a bitch, I'm throwing whatever.
My entire life has been turned into
a fried chicken meme.
Great job.
Okay, so is she saying that Notori called her mom a bitch? And that's why she threw the chicken, y'all?
Yes.
What a waste of good chicken, Chewy. Damn.
Right.
Why you just didn't slap her? That's usually what you do. You slap a person. You don't throw no good chicken.
Right.
You call my mom a bitch, I'm running you over with my truck.
Look, picture this. You throw the whole bucket of your chicken at the girl. Now what you gonna do? You can't pick up the chicken and eat it. Now you gotta go all the way back to the place, get some more chicken. Like, it's just a waste.
She had something in her hand when the girl called her mom a bitch. She just, you know, threw it. She didn't have intentions on throwing it, but she wanted to do something. So the first thing she thought of, her first reaction was to just throw the chicken at her.
Brad, she obviously should not from Chicago and ain't never fought before, because that's the last thing I'd be throwing at some damn chicken. You call my mama.
You're from Chicago, you'd be throwing a deep dish.
Oh, my God.
So, y'all, let's talk about my favorite subject, sex, baby. You knew we had to get there, y'all. Now, experts say that female celebrities who use their star power to endorse sex toys help promote sexual wellness.
Oh.
So, celebrities like Dakota Johnson, Cardi B, Gwyneth Paltrow, who started selling vibrators on her website, Goop, have all embraced sex toys publicly, and experts believe that when stars are open about sex, women are more prone to become comfortable with their sexuality and see sex toys as a normal part of sexual wellness. I'm feeling this.
Mm. So when y'all see other celebrities post about sex toys, okay, Sherry, y'all, do y'all start wanting to get, a collection of your own?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Brad is fulfilled. She got Judy.
Like,
Sherry, would y'all promote a sex toy? Any of y'all?
No.
You would, Gary.
Oh, yes, I would love to promote a bullet. I would promote a bullet and a rabbit. I would love to promote those, honey.
Just the visual. The visual alone made my booty hurt. That is
much
like, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Somebody thinks it's a black power fist, and it's like, no, it's not what that's for.
We call it Gary's power fist, bitch. Let's go, honey.
Gary's digits.
That's why I love Chewy.
Coming up, Normani's trip to the wild side was a pricey one. We'll tell y'all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Well, it looks like rising star Normani had to spend some coin, darling, to create the video of her dreams. Ooh. So during an interview, Normani was asked about the budget of her popular video, Wild Side, featuring Cardi B, and she revealed this, y'all. Take a look.
There's a lot that I had to
You had to put up some
invest
money
invest my own.
That's right. Invest.
Yeah, music
invest.
Video. But I believe in
so
what
it's over
I'm doing
$1 million and, budget, huh? That's crazy.
Definitely.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. Now, Normani did not say how much exactly that she invested in her video, but she did confirm the project alone required over $1 million to create.
Wow.
Now, everybody, was she foolish for spending her own money, or was she smart for investing in her own self?
Nobody's going to invest more in your dreams than you will.
Okay.
So when you know what your vision is and you know how you want everything to look,
you gotta
take it all in your own hands.
That's right.
Bang it
That's
out.
Right.
And then if your video's on fire, people see the video, they want to see you perform that song live. So now you're getting that live show money. So, you feed the fire so you could eventually feed yourself.
Yeah. But those outfits she was wearing was fabulous. Every outfit she had on was fabulous. fabulous, honey. I'm like, all right, I can picture Portia in those outfits. Look amazing.
Are you fantasizing, Gary?
Just a little bit, Sherry, but let's keep that, honey, in the closet.
I like your little fantasies about Portia.
You and Portia should recreate that video, Gary, and, like, y'all, like, you know, go full, like, all natural.
Yeah, no, I would watch that.
That would get us the Emmy. Like, that would be our Emmy clip.
Yeah.
It looks like Hillary Duff just made a green mistake. So Hillary admitted she accidentally turned her hair green while taking a bath. Oh, my God. What kind of bath was she taking? And she opened up about the mishap to fans on her Instagram story. Take a look.
So I just took a bath, and I put a conditioner on my hair that I thought was for taking the brassiness out, like a purple condition. Turns out it was leftover from when my hair was green.
Is known for rocking different color hair and looking good with it, but does she look bad in green hair? It kind of, it don't even look really green. Like, it, I don't know.
Yeah, this looks like something that she tried to do or something that she can definitely get away with.
Sherry and Brad, honey, now y'all know y'all have different color wigs and different color hair and styles. I mean, do they represent different personalities or your mood, or are y'all just wake up and say, I'm gonna have my hair orange today or red or with a bunch of different.
No, we just like switching it up, Gary.
It's
we
the
just
whole
like
vibe.
Switching it up.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, I ain't turning my... I don't know what kind of... I'm still stuck on what kind of bath are you in that your hair turns green? Because if your hair turned green on your head, what everything else look like?
See, Sherry, I'm blaming this on, pollution, global warming, things that are in the water that shouldn't be. You know, there's a larger problem at play here.
She probably mixed the wrong chemicals trying to dye it one color, and it didn't take, and it turned this color. And she was like, oh, well, I'm just going to
maybe she jumped in a pool with chlorine, and that's what messed it all up.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's look like that chlorine look. Well, you go, girl, with your kind of greenish-brown kind of hair.
All right, y'all, we're moving on. It looks like Candace Cameron just put her kids on blast after she discovered that they did this. Check it out.
I don't know why my kids block me on their stories, because I still see them on my other work Instagram accounts.
I think she made a big mistake, HK. You can never come out and say you saw something on your kids' page, because they will change those passwords faster than you can put the story out.
Sherry, would you be hurt if Jeffrey blocked you?
Yeah, Jeffrey will change that password so fast on me. Now, and I've had to learn, Brad, that when I see things that I don't like, I can't go confront him. I gotta like go around. Like, I gotta tell you, you gotta call Jeffrey and go, this happened to me. I did this. Then he'll tell you that he did it.
But what happened to the saying? This my pay for this doggone computer. I pay for this phone. I dare you to change the damn passcode or get off it. What happened to that?
They understand this technology way better than you do. Even babies. Yep. If you had a baby your phone, your phone would be doing things that you don't even know how to make it do.
All right, up next, Keith Urban shares how he continued to reach for the stars even when he ran out of gas. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Keith Urban is a country superstar these days. But check this out. When he first heard his song on the radio, he could barely afford to gas up his car. Now, Gary, you want to give us your famous Australian accent and read Keith's quote?
I sure will. I was in my piece of crap car. It was a Chevy. It was horrible. Always running out of petrol. I couldn't afford to fill up. I pulled into a petrol station, and they had the speakers at the servo, and I heard my song as I was pumping petrol in my rust bucket.
It's like, where's Carmen Sandiego with accents?
I don't know what the hell that was.
I kind of liked it. I'm kind of confused. Now, Gary, can you translate that into American? Because I think we'd understand it much better.
I could do it in American. He said, I was pumping Peter in my rust bucket, and, you know, it was, and I heard my song. And there it went.
You were pumping Peter?
He needed gas,
Gary. Is that what you said?
That's how they call gas overseas, bro.
Oh, that's petrol? Oh.
That's gas, Gary. It's gas.
That would have been my English translation. I'm sorry.
Yo, Brad, what was it like the first time you heard your song on the radio?
Oh, it made me feel accomplished, like I was a star, like, mama, I made it.
Do you like want to rush and scream to people on the street, that's my song, listen to my song?
No, I don't think I did that. You know, in Chicago, we had to be, in Chicago, we was real cool in the shy. Yeah, that's very extra in the shy. You had to keep your cool, like, yeah, that's my song on the radio, yeah. Dance around the gas pump, no man.
None of that? Okay.
Okay, y'all. Actress and comic Lunell got tongues a wagging with one of her many social media moments. Lord have mercy, this lady went on IG Live with some male inmates. Then she lifted up her top and showed them her paws.
Oh, wow.
My God. Yes, y'all, she showed them her breasts, okay? She later explained why she did it. Lunell said, having been formerly incarcerated myself, I know how lonely it can get behind bars, and I just wanted to boost the morale out of the fellas. You would be surprised how excited they got for this old It's just a little gesture.
You know, Lunell probably prevented a shanking that evening.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes just a little bit of love goes a long, long way.
Sherry, does this surprise you, Sherry? Because this is Lunell all the way. She okay?
That is my friend. I love her. You can see from the inmates' expression, they loved it too. That's what I love about Lunell. Because y'all, you know, Lunell is like a Savage X Fenty representative. So she is just, she gets out there when she commits to doing something, she does it, and I think a whole bunch of other people wish they could just flash their breasts. So I was all in for it. I loved it.
Have you guys done anything like this on IG Live?
I've never flashed anybody on IG Live, but I'll do it to truckers. Like, if we driving a long distance, me and my girlfriends, and then they you know, because I'm like, give them something to be, they riding a long way on the freeway, they need to see something. So,
Cher, you gonna make these dudes jackknife.
Okay.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. So a lady wrote in the Reddit to ask, was she wrong for leaving her husband in a restaurant after he was in the restroom for 40 minutes?
Jeez.
Now, this may sound crazy, but she says her husband started spending a lot of time in the bathroom once they moved. So he would be in there for like 45 minutes just to pee, and he does this at least 4 times a day. So when he asked her to dinner and said he was going to the restroom, he said he'd be right back, but he stayed for 40 minutes. So she paid half of the bill and then took an Uber home. And when he arrived home, he called herself and was upset with her.
Maybe he was having digestive issues. Maybe he wasn't trying to be shady on the bill.
Not 4 times a day. Not no
you need to see a medical
day.
Professional if you were going that much.
Yeah. You know, you need to go get his phone and scroll through his phone at the times that he's in the bathroom for 30 to 45 minutes.
Right.
I guarantee you, if he ain't masturbating, no, he cheating.
Maybe he needed a break from her ass.
That's not a medical issue.
I mean, at the end of the day, sometimes when guys dip away for such a long period of time, we are hiding from y'all.
Exactly.
But for him to do this at a restaurant, he up to something.
We'd rather smell than hear your mouth. Yeah, sometimes it's accurate.
He could be anything. I mean, that's what he could be doing.
Unless that restaurant was Jack in the Box, yeah, he had no reason to be doing that.
Right.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.